With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A week after thousands of fish deaths forced the unprecedented closure of 180 miles of the Yellowstone River, an official with Montana's Office of Tourism says the state's brand as a place of pristine landscapes remains strong. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The Montana Office of Tourism's sales pitch often begins with the phrase, spectacular, unspoiled nature. National headlines have painted a different image of Montana since last Friday, with photos of belly-up mountain whitefish, which wildlife officials say could be dying in the tens of thousands in the Yellowstone River. Daniel Iverson with the Office of Tourism.
A lot of times it's wildfires during the summer, and certainly sometimes in the national press, those types of events get exaggerated. You know, they'll say, like, all of Montana's on fire. And so our job is to come in and say, no, it's really not. You know, it's a big, big state. There's still plenty to do. And that's what we try to do in these types of situations.
The 180-mile section of river infected by a fish-killing parasite is closed to all recreational activity until further notice. Montana's Fish, Wildlife, and Parks announced the river closure just under a week before visitors celebrate the centennial of the National Park Service. Yellowstone National Park officials have made a point of clarifying that the fish kill is not impacting the park, and the Yellowstone River is still open there. After the announcement of the river closure, Governor Steve Bullock said a threat to the health of Montana's fish population is a threat to Montana's entire outdoor economy. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.